This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And thematically, of course, today, it feels like it's going so fast. The blink of an eye, we were done with our first hour. And maybe because we're so immersed in the experience we're going through right now. Honoring, even before we even know all the details, of course, just it's sort of like you do a show that honors somebody after you've had time to process and think about and emotionally go through. And I haven't done that yet, Super D. I'm not there yet. So I'm just doing the level best I can to communicate. And you stimulated in me in that final segment last hour the importance of what can we do and, you know, not stick your head in the sand and pretend nothing's going on. You know, we have perceptions of strengths and weaknesses and, you know, over the course of the time, for instance, like we encountered our good friend John Hewlett and Stan Graham talking about nitric oxide production with their Cardio Miracle. And we both, in fact, everybody that I know has used this has benefited tremendously. You've got stories. I've got stories. And we know that a lot of the damage to people that are manifesting whatever you call COVID or whatever you believe it to be is indeed tissue damage, damage to the endothelial lining, the monocellular lining, the vascular system being very vulnerable, the pulmonary lung system being very vulnerable to whatever's going on. And so strategically, I was like, it was good before we learned about that, but it becomes even like, oh, yeah, because I didn't have that one. Remember when I wrote that article from early in 2020 that you're going to, yeah, it's linked in the notes now again. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this. Right. You know, we've learned a lot and we're still learning a lot through this. And this is what I want to start this hour with, Super D. And we didn't plan on this, but I know that you can grab this article, make sure it's there. And I think I sent it to you yesterday briefly. But it was an article from Children's Health Defense about a lawsuit that recently was a historic win against the FCC on the safety guidelines for 5G and wireless. Why do I say that? Because what we're dealing with is a bit of a mystery. Wouldn't you say, Super D, it's like, as we argue, it's this, it's that, it's not this, it's not that. And we're like, we don't know definitively for sure much of anything yet. I've got my strong suspicions about things, okay, and I'm not hiding that. But there's a mystery. One of the mysteries that, when it's mentioned, is met with such histrionic, hysterical vitriol. Do you remember when people were saying it's 5G? Mm. 5G causing this. And there were people on the opposite end going, y'all are crazy, you're freaking out, 5G. And of course, they'd use that like the magnet thing and say, oh, how crazy you are for saying it. But I don't know that it's anywhere near crazy, except if you don't acknowledge that invisible aspect. Because we're looking at something that is not making all the physiological sense in the world. If we dismantle some of the arguments with their own science. Again, we're getting close to an area I didn't want to go into today because it isn't about that. But when you brought up the issue of prevention or doing something, not sticking your head in the sand, here's where I come to, please don't stick your head in the sand and pretend that wireless technologies may not be contributing to this. Because in the context of they're doing everything right, he's doing everything, she's doing everything right, and how did this happen? What do we got that we don't really look at other than we have covered on this show? Obviously, we've had Hagen Tiers on from Germany, the developer of the key technology, the wave guard with Paul and Synergy Science and all of that. And we've had tremendous experiences with getting the technology to remediate or reduce the intensity or dangers that we perceive that may, in fact, be validated by the hard sciences. acknowledged it, like in this lawsuit where the FCC admits it didn't take into consideration certain dangers they pretended weren't there. Right. And so, Super D, this is what I'm saying here. One of the things that is often dismissed as just crazy talk, I think it's going to be more solid talk as this time progresses to fill in some of the mysteries here.
Do you want my Ed McMahon or do you want Super Don on this?
Look, I'm feeling it as I go,
okay.
And I'm sensing
right.
things. You know how we go here, so.
I'm going to leave it at this, then.
Yeah.
I think it's important to draw a differentiation between wireless and 5G, especially if we're going to talk about the theory about COVID-19.
Yes, correct.
Or whatever it is that people are getting. And I'll just leave it at that because I don't want to turn today's show into...
Not my intention to do. And I'm respecting that, too. That's why I'm sensitive to bring it up, except that I'm feeling, the spirit moved me to go, remember this. Remember this as a contributing factor to just general health, with or without COVID crazy. But that in filling in some of the blanks that we're inevitably trying to in the midst of, mourning and loss, trying to figure out, how do we stop this from happening for other people? That's still a big part of this show. And like Ron, had criticized, where's that, right? And so it's just got me going, oh, my gosh. Not that we ignore it, but sometimes it's invisible and we forget that.
Well, and we get really wrapped up. Listen, there's so much going on. And so I appreciated Ron's comment. I did because it's very easy to get wrapped up in the drama side of things and not provide the solutions and be very clear on those solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And say, look, we're human. We do that sometimes. And so I appreciate what he had to say.
Yes.
Prevention. The reason why I feel that particular topic, and I like you, am having some difficulty today in trying to put all of my brain cells together on trying to be as clear about my feelings, because it's all over the place right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I said, I started with anger, and anger is not a good place to try and communicate efficiently with. It is not.
Yeah.
But... I'm struggling. I'm struggling myself, and I have been ever since I got sick.
Yeah.
On trying to reconcile things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's just, I look around at all these people and stuff that have gotten sick, and I go, look, again, the debate over what it is or how it got here or whatever like that, that's interesting, but it's not practical.
Especially in the midst of the suffering.
Here's the thing, guys. I know there are people out there that are just jumping out of airplanes without parachutes right now on this coronavirus thing because they've just been convinced I have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're all fallible. Everybody is. And it doesn't make sense to just run into oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are things that you could be doing just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case. You know, we will do things just in case for situations that are far less serious than this. Okay.
And far less likely to occur in some cases, too. But you have these things just in case, as you said.
And more that I see people getting sick, and I understand, there's not as many people as they say they are and stuff like that. Well, guess what? Maybe you yourself personally have not been touched by whatever it is that people are getting, but some of us have been, and we've seen this. And as we experience today, the situation with Angie in particular, we don't know about Chris so much at this point.
Right.
Why not do the things that would prevent you from getting sick if there were some type of pandemic? Just do those things. Because, A, you've got nothing to lose, and, B, it's going to benefit you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly, yes.
So why not? I'm not saying run out and get a vaccine, okay? I'm saying do all of the things. It'd be like if you knew a hurricane was coming, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, I better stock up on some food. I better get some extra stuff over here, get some batteries, and have some flashlights. Now, if that hurricane didn't come through and wipe out your house, you're now prepared in case a real hurricane comes, right?
Well, and also you're able to help others that maybe down the road something happens.
So why not do it? Why not do it? Why not eat right? Why not take the supplements you're supposed to take? Why not spray some sovereign silver up your nose? You know, I mean, it's like, why not do these things? It doesn't mean you're weak. To me, I think it means that you're smart. And even if you think that this thing is complete BS, you're not going to lose anything by doing that. If anything, it's only going to benefit you. You're going to be healthier.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to take on something else if it happens to come your way. Be prepared, because I'm seeing people get sick. I'm seeing people die now, okay, from whatever it is that they're talking about. And to me, it just makes sense to be prepared. Why not?
Dude, that was
got to lose?
Clear as anything you've ever said, Super Don, despite all the emotions. So well done. You know, we're on the same page here. And, you know, you also used an analogy of, like, if your house is on fire, do you, you know, and it looks like the whole thing's burning down, do you stick around looking for the source of the fire in that moment and find out what caused it?
Yeah.
Or do you get out, try to put the fire out? Certainly. Again, that's the point. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't people that are not in your house on fire or anything like that that could still now be looking theoretically at the cause of fires, right? And that's the point of where I love science, because the genuine science is about debate, discussion, question. You know, you have a hypothesis, you prove it right, prove it wrong, you keep digging, and you always keep digging. And, you know, one of the greatest disappointments, if you will, and I, you know, I don't have a PhD or MD by my name, I've never proclaimed or claimed that I did, but what I love about science, it goes beyond any degree, as I've called it now, in that it's a sincere, here, we come back to that tag line, willing to go where the truth takes him, that concept. If one day tomorrow somebody said, hey, we actually found, and I've said this before, we found and isolated loads of this virus in all of these patients that we said had COVID, and they actually did an isolation versus a manufacturing of it, I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, hooray, we found something definitive. It's not happened yet in that regard. I'm just saying that, are you willing to go where the truth takes you? That's a fair question. That's what Chris Barr asked me all those years ago. And a lot of the things that Chris brought out, they're occasionally uncomfortable. Like, you know, if you learned about Linus Pauling and vitamin C, Chris was like, sorry, you got that wrong. Even today, we get people that disagree just almost violently with that. And does it mean, and so what do I do on this show? And I don't mean to deflect from the real story here, but maybe just trying to be an example, you know, for what I believe in, is that I try to find a middle ground. What have I acknowledged? And I joke about it. I call vitamin C vitamin C-motherapy. Oh, we're out of time. Well, actually, we are for segment one. We're going back and talk about this and more here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A very, very special edition, important edition. Links are up in the show notes at robertscott.com. Right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As I struggle to talk here and get clear thoughts and words in outside, whatever, what I was trying to communicate is this absolutist idea. And maybe it went back to what my wife was concerned about, Super D, about people that will look at Chris and say, well, he said he would live forever, or he said he takes this and he'd never get sick. Look, take that as it will, but interpret it in terms of reality. Does anybody come out of here in terms of physicality alive? No. We have there's an expiration date. We don't know what that is. And to your point, Super D, by taking steps that we perceive are very valuable, you may extend that expiration date. That may not have to be like for me when I was growing up chronically ill, looking into my 40s, in my teens, and even my 20s, going, my grandma and grandpa, my aunts and uncles, they were all healthy when they were kids, and they died in their 50s, 60s, and 70s of horrible diseases like cancer or the treatment for it. And I could go, well, if I was never healthy from zero to my 20s, will I make it to 40? And if I do, will I be racked with cancer too?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of my journey, and then I found homeopathy and all. And so I switched this thing, and what is the proof for me that makes me so passionate, convicted, if you will, in my beliefs? Well, my life and my body have told me that what the choices I made at 24 years of age are really paying off, and it paid off, as I can do things in my mid-50s that I couldn't do in my mid-20s. So this is my journey. This is my story. This is what I tell people, and I don't say you have to do it exactly like I did. I agree that I think we would all be better served if we clean up what goes into our body and help our bodies get rid of the garbage that it doesn't need. I don't think that should be controversial, but then people just glom onto one thing that somebody says, like Dr. Diadamo and his blood type diet. If you're an O, you have to be a meat eater. And I talk with him once about this, and he's like, he laughs because he gets hate. He got hate mail from vitriol from vegans. I'm O, and I don't want him. He's like, dude, he's very pragmatic at that point. But they took his book like it was the Bible, right? Yeah. And he said, look, if you're healthy and doing well on a vegan diet, what am I to say to you? All I put out there was if something's going wrong and you can't figure it out, hey, maybe look at this.
Right.
I'm like,
and that's, dude, that is so important. I mean, it really is. And to me,
yeah,
everybody's looking for that one thing, right? This is the thing, the answer to everything for everybody. And that, I think, is just a huge mistake that people have made for a long time. Whether you're the person that is looking for that one thing or you're the person that thinks you have that one thing. Because everybody's different, you know? I mean, they are. And some things work for some people and some things work for others. And it creates, you know, arguments and debates and fights, you know, and all this stuff because everybody wants to have the answer, the truth, right, to everything. But everybody's an individual. Everybody's different, you know?
We look at the human experience. There are times that we become zealots. Honestly, what happened to me when I first learned about eating organic food, I think I probably told everybody, including family members, like, get away from me. Stop it. Enough, right? And we could do that about religious beliefs. We could do that about anything. And, I finally came to the point where I had learned some things earlier on, so I don't think I was as bad as I could have been about being a zealot. You know, and the little classic story, and you love this one, about grabbing the old lady's arms and being so nice and kind and loving and helping her across the street, and then she's beating you with her umbrella the whole way across. And you're like, well, lady, what? I helped you across the street. Why are you hitting me? Why are you not thanking me? And she's saying, well, I didn't want to go across the street. And it's like one of those fundamental lessons that so many humans don't get, and they end up, even they think and they believe with all their hearts they're doing the right thing, and yet they're violating fundamental tenets of freedom of people to make choices, make decisions, make bad choices and bad decisions that cause heartache and hurt and ailments and illness and disease. So I don't think we would have been able to hang out together long as we have, Super D, if I was a zealot. You would not do well with any kind of zealotry, right? And I think that's what's made such a good our rapport, our relationship, in that the respect for choices. No matter what, we have beliefs. We try and encourage things, certain behaviors, but it is not our goal and role. We don't perceive that we have to come over there and beat you over the head and make you do what we want you to do.
Yeah. Nope. I agree with you 100%. We're not a cult. You know?
We'd be making more money if we were.
I suppose we might if that was what we were going for.
If that's what our main goal was, no, forget it. You know, we're on a journey. We're on a mission from God, as the Blues Brothers said. I really believe that, perceive that, and I've called this my healing ministry. Super Don, I don't know if he's ordained or not, but I think he is.
A while back, I filled out the thing online to become an ordained minister of the Universal Church of whatever thing that you can, like, fill out on the internet. So
so you are ordained. All right, Super D, me, RSB, we're going to continue this discussion on, whatever's flowing through today on a very emotional day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to all our supporters. They're there at robertscottbell.com. You can check the banners out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is expected to rule this week on whether an eviction moratorium imposed by the CDC will stand. A judge on Friday refused a request by landlords to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold, though she ruled the freeze is illegal. The court has given the Justice Department until 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday to respond. The parties have asked that the court issue a ruling by Thursday. A powerful magnitude 7.2 earthquake has left its mark in Haiti. There have been at least a dozen aftershocks. More than 300 people have died. At least 1,800 others are injured. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The situation could get even worse in the coming days, with Tropical Storm Grace predicted to reach Haiti by late Monday or early Tuesday. There are also tropical storm watches along the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Fred strengthens. USA Radio News. The search continues this hour for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead, thousands more are injured. We check in with John Clemens in the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
We were able to get through at Acarabuc, a Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince, about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
But what is death toll over 700 and more than 2,800 injured. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The journey we're on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, many of you have been with us for years. Some of you, if you're new, you got a lot of catching up to do. Archives are available all over the web, including our syndicated radio show here with GCN, which we do on our Sunday broadcast, GCNlive.com. Many other broadcast, archives, and our weekday show is also via video. You can catch that archives and come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. And there's a great community there. We talked about the online community that Chris and Angie developed through Not a Nurse and Not a Doc on Facebook. And, you know, say what we will about Facebook, but that's been a great resource for folks to share good things too. It's not all about flame wars and disagreements. And that, I hope and pray that that will continue because the community has been great and there's so many archives within it that make sure somebody saves it too. But all the information available to you should still be there. And you can reach out to those who have been, you know, following and hanging out with Chris and Angie, Not a Doc and Not a Nurse, for many years. Of course, information that we have in you know, some of the, our shows over the years, you know, one of the, every year we would do the sad, sullen saga of selenium slander, if I've got all the alliterations right. You remember that, Chris, was the Sultan of Selenium. And, you know, talk about the right forms and all of that. That's been, you know, again, a very important thing for all of us here that have embraced and utilized a mineral that I hadn't even really know anything about other than it was on the periodic table of elements when I was in high school chemistry class. So there's a lot of practical things that we can learn when we understand what these minerals do. And to continue the tradition, if you will, or the lineage the legacy of those that have gone on, you know, to the other place. And, you know, God bless Chris and Angie that they're reunited in spirit and it was very fast. It's sad for us that can't hang out with them the same way as we did before. But I know that they're all right. And as you said, Super Don, I feel very much comfort in what you said about them going, yeah, no, you guys keep sharing. You guys keep sharing. And
yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, has been happening for a long time. And like I said, you know, it's not like people are suddenly going to forget everything, you know. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and speaking about also the prevention aspect, you know, what we've been learning about copper, you know, we've been talking about Morley Robbins and his dig and deep. Now, Morley and Chris didn't always see eye to eye. Chris, you know, was very opinionated about people's, you know, research and whether it was on point, all of that. And it's like, but we found a way, I don't know, Super D, to navigate all of that.
Yeah.
And yet, I know that a lot of people discovered Chris through what we did on this show. And that's not me patting myself on the back, because I think that's my mission. That's my obligation. Part of what I do is not just about what I know, but what others know and add to the mix for us that benefit and strengthen us all. And we can accept or reject any number of, you know, interviews that we've done or whatever information is out there. I mean, heck, I mean, I don't agree with 100% of the things, but most of the time we try to bring on people that are very agreeable. It's not a show intentionally cantankerous for the purposes of that. And I just, like I said, so we've got people on that have disagreed with one another over the years, too. But I think the body of knowledge that we've gained from doing that is better than had we not. And so, I again, on the other side, maybe they look at things differently than when you're here. But I'm grateful for the opportunity we have to do this show. And it's not just one thing. It's about everything. And, you know, we stretch into many different directions. And hopefully, like Ron sent us, make sure we're on track. If you guys feel like, hey, you're going off track, we want to know.
Yep. Yep, we do the best we can.
Yeah.
And it's quite often it's just what pops into our head, you know, at the moment. Kind of like today's show.
Totally,
this is the first time we've done a show like this that I can remember where we went 2 hours just going with whatever was in our head.
Well,
I kind of like it.
I do too. I think, you know, we talk stuff off the air too, so we should have our radio show on all the time, but. You know, to talk about something that means a lot to both of us, right? These are, you know, like, this is unique. It's not like we bring on a guest that, you know, and then that guest goes away. This is, you know, an integral part of our life. You know, it's been about all of these things. And yet, people have passed through it and come and gone. That's true. And yet, some have impacted so tremendously the audience, our community, our family, that, you know, they're not going to be gone. As we know, Liam's not gone. Nick Gonzalez is not gone. The people that have passed from this place have been a big part of our education and learning and broadcasting. They live on. I feel their presence as well. And, you know, from the other side, you have a different perspective. I'm sure of that. You know, how do you know, Robert? Well, I think I've been there once or twice. But the idea here is, of course, like I mentioned, the copper thing. We had Dr. Eric Rentz on. You know, allopathically trained physician, DO, but also very integrative and holistically inclined as well. And he gave us some great insights that I was not happy to learn about. Super Don, you were not either. The predictions that are so horrific about, you think it's bad now, just wait. And even Luc Montagnier, who, you know, we have interviewed as well is saying, you know, bring out the body bags and burn them. I mean, just horrible things that their prediction. But they are plausible because they're based in specific metabolic and immunological pathways that are explicably, if you will, laid out that this is likely to happen. Not something we're cheerleading or want to happen. But when we learned of this, we're like, what can we do now with that information should it come to pass that starts manifesting? And now I'm talking about the extreme cytokine reaction storms predicted, particularly among those who were, quote unquote, jabbed. But who knows if all of us are vulnerable based on whatever the it is that's floating around out there that Super Don acknowledges, and I do. We don't know whether you call it a biotoxin or whatever. I don't care at the moment. This is not what the discussion is. But it's about, all right, what can we do? Should these things that they say, hey, there's a hurricane potentially coming, it might drift off. And you go, well, I got lucky that time. I didn't even do anything, and it didn't come our way versus the, I prepared, it didn't hit. Oh, it's okay. I'm prepared if it comes again, or I can help.
Yeah. You know what? I am a firm believer in hedging your bets. I am not a gambler. And I feel like you've got nothing to lose. You know, I mean, when you hedge your bets, you're just protecting yourself, you know, just in case. I happen to be human. And maybe I don't know everything I think I know, and I'm wrong. Because what's the consequences of being wrong in a situation like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so why not hedge your bets and do some things? Again, that does not mean run out and get a vaccine. Now, if you want to, go for it, man.
We're not stepping in your way.
You get a donut. Yeah, right? Hey, come on, man.
It's just that it's organic and vegan at the moment, all right? Little help.
If that's what you want to do, do it. If that's what you don't want to do, then what can you do as an alternative? As Ron asked, what can you do? You know, I mean, if you are going to just play out the scenario in your head and go, you know what? Okay, I don't think that this thing is coronavirus. I don't think it really exists or whatever like that. But you know what? It's possible. I could be wrong. Now, some people can't do that. They just can't. They can't bring themselves to admit that they might be wrong. Fine. Then you do whatever it is you're going to do. But for those of you that maybe might agree with me and might go, you know what? It's possible. Even you've said, Robert, it's just possible, right? So if you were wrong, what would happen?
Well,
now, what can you do?
If you do the preparatory steps that we know to do.
Exactly.
And I always say this, too. That, like, whether you think it's a virus or not, it doesn't matter on that level.
It doesn't matter. Right. It's some alien technology. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So the question is, what can you do as an alternative to vaccine that's going to give you the best possible chance of fighting off something like that the amount of knowledge we'd have about it right now? Right. What could you do? What is it you can do?
And that's where we come back, for instance, to the cardio miracle, because we realize the impact on the endothelial lining. Yeah. And my gosh, if you've got nitric oxide and reduction of peroxynitrite, you are light years beyond where most people are right now. Just that alone is going to be significant. Now, again, I'm not one guy that says one thing and only one thing. I'm just, my strategy is to do everything within my power to strengthen my system.
Listen. Where is it that they are saying, and I'm not going to disagree with them on this here because I don't think it really matters. What is it that they're saying? Where do you carry the majority of the virus on your body, right? I believe it's in the nose and the mouth, right?
That's what they're saying, yeah.
That's what they're saying. So
guess what? Spray some silver hydrosol
exactly.
in your nose and switch.
Why are you not doing that?
Yeah. That's so easy. You're right. It's so simple. Even a caveman could do it, right? That's what we're talking about here in terms of practical, prevention. Now, do I still, again, this is Chris's lineage, right? Do I still do my selenium, 100% whole food selenium every day? Absolutely. I know it's valuable for so many metabolic functions, including immune functions, and I agree still to this day that micrograms of selenium in the right form do much better consistently than grams of C. I've never trashed people that do see. Again, other people have perspectives that are different. But my point is efficiency, Make your kung fu better. Do the things that you know will work. Do those things. I still take the chromium, the selenium, the silica, and other things. Magnesium every day. Basics, right? These are things with or without. And I might double down on the selenium in days where I feel like I'm a little extra challenged. Or we talked about, you know, the cardio miracle. Doing even more for nitric oxide production when you're feeling it and you need it. That's cool. Or if you're just starting out and loading up. Now back to the copper. Silver and copper have a lot of similar properties in terms of antimicrobial, antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, if you're concerned about that, virostatic aspect. But what's unique about copper, and I bring that up again here in terms of cytokine responses, storms of immune response, that copper acts systemically through many cuproenzyme pathways that are unique to it, that silver would work more site-specifically. In other words, you deliver silver, like, right, Super Don said, right in the nose, right in the mouth, or you can nebulize it. Yeah, fine.
Boom.
But copper has a systemic benefit, then that could be the life and death difference in terms of the cytokine storms predicted. And that's why I'm just so grateful that after all these years of R&D, come September, we're a month away where it's supposed to be available, you'll have Sovereign Copper. I'm sure Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com will have it, and others will have it, and we'll let you know about it when it's available, the moment is, because I really, truly believe, and I'm not selling anything. That's not my point. I don't sell anything. But am I going to be utilizing it? You betcha. And we've talked extensively about the role of copper in so many things as well in terms of connective tissue integrity, endothelial tissue integrity, the blood and oxygenation, transport, copper. In other words, an article Super D sent me yesterday about iron again. They always say iron deficiency, iron deficiency, and it's mostly copper. But getting the right form does matter, whether it's the bee pollen, whether it's the desiccated beef liver from grass-fed animals and supplements or whatever, or now coming out the copper hydrosol. We've got options, and we'll continue to go there. So any of you out there that are going, you guys spend too much time on this, not enough, that's what we want to hear. We're here for you, not just to hear our own voices. Although I love Super Don's voice, very deep and, you know, baritone. Mine, I don't know how you can stand. Anyway, we're going to take a break, back to wrap up the show. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. More after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, You don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Oh my gosh, thank you all for letting Super Don and me just let loose today, and it's a cathartic experience before I even have the catharsis, because again, I'm going to have, I'm not predicting an emotional breakdown, but I will sob, I will cry in the loss. In fact, I feel it the moment I talk about it, about the loss of our good friends Chris Barr and Angelica, Angie, Chris and Angie, known as Not a Doc and Not a Nurse. You know, it's like losing parts of the family, members of the family. You don't talk to everybody in your family every day, but when they're gone, you know it. You feel it. And look, there are so many things we normally talk about. Just go to robertscabdell.com, sign up for email alerts, send us a message, whatever. We gave you a toll-free number, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, to leave a message about, you know, if you've been touched by Chris, Angie, or anything we've talked about today, and we can play it on the air during the week or back here on radio on Sundays, and just let us know. We appreciate that. It really is helpful to us as we are, you know, I perceive this to be a service. Honestly, I do. And it's and you guys and gals serve me and Super D by being here as little or as much as you can be to help facilitate this message that I think is ultimately important and empowering. And if it ever disempowers you, I definitely want to know it. But usually Super D would tell me.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah.
Don't see that happening. So yeah, I mean, man, this 2 hours has gone by really quick. But I know there's a lot of people that were having questions and they wanted to hear about it and stuff like that. So we hope that we've done something positive here. And, you know, we'll probably learn more as time goes on here. But, yeah, I think that the takeaway on this is, you know, keep sharing the information that you've got, the things that you've learned, the experiences that you've had as a result of, you know, our connections with Chris and Angie. And, you know, in light of what happened, take that to heart. And realize that, you know, there are things that we can do to prevent, you know, to prevent these things from happening to us and our loved ones. And so go the extra mile. That's all I can say. Go the extra mile. Take those extra steps and, you know, be prepared for the unexpected, you know. Do what it is you can. And, yeah, we'll have more. I don't know. I'm kind of just I'm fumbling for words again here, but
right.
We'll talk more about this throughout the week.
Well, you know, and maybe I'll wrap it up here a couple of minutes, but this is just what came through the morning that I learned of Chris's passing, and I'll read it. It's in the show notes, and it's posted up on Facebook and everywhere. And like you said, it wasn't me. It's just flowing through. We're mourning the passing of two souls that impacted and strengthened so many lives for so many years. We know not how many years we have here. This is a devastating loss for all of us here who gained so much from Chris's steadfast commitment to helping others with 100% whole food nutrition, and the addition of Angie to his life brought such joy and facilitated Chris helping even more people. They are reunited in spirit. In their passing, please remember to help those in need while you are able, as they have done while they were here. We grieve, and my heart aches for our loss. But I take solace knowing that what they taught each of us will continue here for those still in need. Of course, I send my condolences and blessings and prayers to their families and our entire community, all of you. I would urge you to be grateful for every breath that you have. Take care of each other. Hug each other. Love each other. And I'm always going to be grateful for the time I got to spend with Chris and Angie, and grateful for the time I get to spend with you, Super D, doing this show. And, you know, it becomes more precious when you're confronted with these losses as you have suffered through your own COVID manifestation, your own coil of mortality, looking at it, my gosh, what is going on here? And you appreciate every breath that much more when you can't breathe.
Yeah, it's kind of an important detail. Breathing is good. So anyway, well, happy Sunday, everyone.
Yeah. Well,
make something positive out of it.
You're here. You have an opportunity to do wonderful things, and it's a fleeting second in the time of God that we're here. Make the best of it, and find time again to enjoy each other and love each other. There's so much that we do cover that's not seemingly so loving and enjoyable, not because we don't want to love and enjoy, but to help navigate it with a different perspective. And we'll continue to do so as long as you support us to do that. So thank you. God bless you all. And remember, again, our immortality is our spiritual reality, but the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.